James Corden. Wow. God, that intro is like being on Letterman.
Sorry.
Look at that. So slick.
Hi.
And here he is.
Here's the big dog.
Here is the little dog.
How you doing?
Good,
I am Ace. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I'm
yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Beautiful man.
Stop it.
Look at you. Look at you. I've got so many things to talk to you about.
Really?
So many things.
Wow.
Well, we haven't spoken properly for ages. We had a little phone call the other day and I saw you in your play.
A little chat on
Saturday. Loads of questions about your play.
Okay.
That I need to ask you. Loads of questions about the Brits.
Okay.
Loads of questions about Max.
And okay.
You're a beautiful, beautiful woman. And your family.
Wow, this...
And your folks. And
like an interview.
Come on, Piers
Morgan. Like an interview, yeah.
No, because this will be good and fun. So, you did that, didn't you? You did the Piers Morgan
I did.
Show.
I enjoyed it very much. I liked it.
Listen, I'm going to make that look like a geography exam.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
First of all, I went to see you in your play on Saturday. James got me a couple of tickets, mm-hmm. which I was very, very grateful for. And... it's awesome.
Oh, cheers, yeah.
It's awesome. And that's coming from someone who shouldn't really like it.
Well, you don't like the
well,
theatre.
You hate the theatre. Yeah.
I don't hate it. I
well,
just
that's
find
what you
it,
said to me.
Find it a bit too over-enthusiastic. And what I've seen before has always been a bit, for look, over there on the horizon. And I'm like, what's a little bit? It's why you're all shouting. Yeah, right? Well, just stick a microphone on them, for God's sake.
Yeah, but the thing with the theatre is that I think, this is my thing, I think 8 times out of 10, It can be disappointing, but the 2 times when it's brilliant,
when you get it right,
are better than anything else. But I think a brilliant live show is better than a brilliant film.
Well, you might
but
just
a bad
be right.
film is better is, than a bad play.
Is that because you're part of it?
I think so,
and that you're contributing to the atmosphere
no,
and the experience of others.
It's completely unique to that night. Whereas if you're watching a good film, so's everybody else, and you're watching the same thing. But the idea of, you know, something being great just at that one moment when you're there, there's something really great about that.
What I like about it, and I don't want to give too much away, because people might have tickets and, you know, want to see it, and they don't know much about it, because I didn't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
Deliberately so, because I just want to go and experience it.
Yeah.
Is... it's a farce, and now interrupt me when I'm wrong. It's an old British farce.
Well, it's actually an old Italian farce.
Oh, is it?
Written by Carlo Goldoni in 1863. Was
right.
And that was called A Servant's Two Masters.
Right.
And then the writer Richard Bean has written a new version, which is called One Man, Two Governors, and set it in 1963 in Brighton.
Right, okay, got you.
But the plot points are exactly the same.
Okay.
The story's the same, but the script is very...
Now,
fresh.
As a story goes, right, and the farce of it, I don't like farces. Mm. It's all a little bit, you know, oh, my trousers are undone. Oh, I've dropped my pen. I'll bet. Oh, here comes the vicar. It's all a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
However, the whole show from start, almost, and you might disagree. In fact, I think you will. Almost the actual play, storyline, whatever, almost became irrelevant for me. It was a show from start to finish. It was a show and an event, but equally very intimate. Does that make sense?
Well, it's more like a tribute to old time variety, I guess.
Yes.
The plot has always been, the plot is there, but it's quite a thin linear story. It's everything else that's around that makes it fun and hopefully funny.
With that in mind, if the plot is very thin, does the show differ greatly from night to night, or is it always the same?
Well, our show does, because there's always moments of the show which are completely unique. So we're like, my favourite bit of the show, I bring people up out of the audience, I use them on stage, and so every night is different for me and the audience.
It depends what they're like.
Yeah. But, you know.
And it's those bits. It's everything together, actually. It's not just those bits, but it adds to it, and it just... I'm massively impressed. And I'll tell you something else as well. I'll kiss your ass for a second. I'll take a break, and then I'll come back to kissing just your ass. I naturally assumed, as it turned out wrongly, that James's character would have all the funny lines, and everybody else would literally be backing him up.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Yeah.
There are many laughs from every character.
The whole cast, yeah.
The whole cast is brilliant.
It's an amazing ensemble of actors. They're incredible. And I am just one of those. It's not like my show in any way. It's a Everybody's got their moment. It's great.
It's yours.
It's not. I don't think it's
yours. You're on the poster.
Well, that's true. But yeah. But I feel that once the but by the end of the play, you feel like you've watched a whole company of actors all
absolutely
flexing their muscles.
And everybody's brilliant.
Mm.
Everybody's really brilliant. And I can't tell you how well produced it is, mainly because I have gotten not a lot to compare it to. But as far as, I literally said to someone on Sunday, I went, it's so well produced. And I don't really know what I'm talking about, but the sets, the way it works, when they do the set changes, just all these little, brilliant.
God, cheers, Chris.
And I'm very impressed, and you're very good.
Thank you very much.
And he has a bad knee because of this.
I do, yeah.
Do you? A theatrical accident?
I've got a tear in my left knee, and I've got a tear around my hip. And I've also got a little my right knee strapped up now as well.
Is it a very physical performance?
I throw myself around a bit, but it's all right. It's nothing, you know. It might need a small operation, but hopefully, if I just have a break, it will heal itself. Is the plan?
Oh, yeah. How was physio on Saturday?
It was all right. I had some more yesterday.
Were you rolling?
A better physio yesterday. It was better than the
other.
Were you on
the roller?
I'm on the roller every day.
Every day?
But this is a different thing. More.
Do you do the roller, Alan?
What is a roller?
It's a roller.
Have you got one, Alan?
I have.
Have you?
I have.
Oh.
I mean, they literally roll up and down.
It's a little
back.
Roller. Yeah. It's a.
It's called a trigger point. You can't say that, but I can. And, it's a trigger point.
And what you do, so every day, every time I train, I always have, because my movement in my ankles and ear is not great. I've got very, very, very little flexibility in the way I was born. And my knees and whatnot are not 100%. So I roll. So I roll the top half of my leg, however many times, then the bottom half of my leg on both legs.
It's like giving yourself a really deep tissue massage.
Okay.
And if you really want it to work, you find the bit where you go,
and you hold it there.
And that's where you go.
And
it looks like a warm-up, but literally...
It hurts. It really hurts.
It really hurts.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Your legs feel lighter afterwards.
Look at me and James. We're like the fitness kings, man.
I don't know about that.
I thought of this a few years ago.
So now, the show, the play...
Yes.
Which is... How long have you been in it for? How long has it been?
Almost a year.
Wow, that's
We've done
amazing.
232 performances.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've got 7 more to go. They're obviously all on tonight. I'm not. I've got, because I'm hosting the Brits. So
can I fill in for you?
I think the understudy might be disappointed, but he will be on, and he's brilliant. It's also, the play's also staying on in London.
Now, this is what I want to ask you.
Yes.
Because you go to New York.
We go to New York.
Now, who goes?
The main 10 that
you saw. So everyone that I saw.
Yeah. We all go to New York.
Right.
And then there's a new cast opening at the Haymarket Theatre in the West End. Yeah.
Right. And is that literally straight away?
It's 2 weeks later, I think.
Right, okay.
So how many in total make up the cast?
10, he just said.
Well, there's
the main ten and the rest stay on.
Then the rest of the understudies, and a lot of them aren't staying on either. I think there's only 2 from our company moving, or 3 to the show in the West End. Because a lot of people have done it for a long time. Mm-hmm. But there's 10 principals, and then there's the understudies.
Right.
And they're sort of involved in the show, but with American Equity and stuff, you can't take those those sort of characters to New York.
Right. And as I said, last thing I'll say on it is, if you're going to New York, if you're planning a little trip to New York, maybe a weekend, if you're lucky enough to get away, or a little week, get on the website, get tickets to see James and the whole cast. Mm-hmm. Be a nice little British evening for you, but on Broadway.
Well, hopefully. We'll see.
Don't yawn while I'm bigging it up, for God's sake.
I'm not yawning.
How long will you... I take it you're in New York...
2.5 hours.
As long as it is successful. So it's a fluid period of time, or not?
The longest we can be there is 5 months. So, if it's not successful, it will be 5 days. So,
and will Julia and Max go with you?
We're all going, That's the prize, really, getting to go and live in another city for some time as a young family. It's very exciting.
It's a good time to do it, obviously, because before he gets involved in school stuff like that, are totally mobile.
Yeah. And spring, summer, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
It's going to be brilliant.
I'm very fortunate. I really feel, it's amazing. Well, the last play I did went to Broadway, and we did that, and then this one, they really normally only come around once in a lifetime, so to have been in 2 is great.
That's
really
brilliant.
It's nice.
Well, if you can get to New York, if you're going to New York, go and see it. And if you're one of our listeners in New York, you should go and see One Man, Two Governors. Are they still calling it that?
Yeah.
Well, they changed certain bits of the script.
Yeah, there'll be those, yeah, a lot of those sort of parochial references and stuff will change, but yeah.
But it's still all the accents will remain.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And the cast, as I said, is great. Mm-hmm. You've got the man from, and I don't mean to be rude, but there's only, some people I probably wouldn't recognise, but if James said, oh no, they were in Wedderburg, so there's a man from the BT Vision adverts,
Daniel Rigby, the BAFTA winning actor Daniel Rigby,
who I'm not 100% sure, but I think he lives near me because I saw the play on
Saturday.
He
does live near you,
and I walked past him on Sunday.
He does live near you.
How
weird, because I thought I'd recognised him anyway, and then when I saw him on Sunday, you know, you look at someone and you go, oh, that's the fellow who lives no, it's not. Oh god, it's the man from the play.
That's right. And did you see him play Eric Morecambe?
Well, I was just about to say, I couldn't...
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
What an amazing performance.
Awesome.
And he's incredible in the play. He's just brilliant
in
the play.
He's really good. And then your man who plays your governor?
Oliver Chris, who people would know from... He was Ricky in the first series of The Office.
That's right.
He's in Green Wing.
Okay.
And,
brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. He won Best Supporting Actor at the weekend at the awards show.
Now, that role... Yeah. That character could be very annoying.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's actually very funny.
No, he's great. Yeah, he really is.
And then the girl.
Jemima Rupa.
That could be her.
People would know from shows like Hex and As If and things like that.
She she's marrying a friend of someone that I know.
But I
don't know her him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. So, yeah, there's a third party
Lynn
connection.
Lynn knows her fella.
And they also live quite near you.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. Mm. Yeah. Well, we can all hook up. I'll take them off for dinner before you go to New York.
You can watch their house if you're in New York.
Well, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll stay at one, stay at the other. Why not? Well, anyway, that's the sell of that. But that's genuinely for me, I wanted to say to big
Thank
it
you,
up.
Chris. That really does mean a lot because I knew. Because I kept saying to you, you're going to come and see it, and all you kept saying was, I hate the theatre.
I did,
and then I had to say to you, I promise, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Yeah. And you don't need to.
Well, there you go.
Because it was good. And don't forget, if you are going to see it in London before it finishes with James in it, his autobiography is available in the theatre, which really made me chuckle on Saturday.
You got to get
talking about.
You got to.
Well, the man who releases a parody album every 2 years.
I've only released one.
You got to have the merch in the foyer.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm surprised that you know. There's not maybe on Saturday. That's what you should all do. A pieces of The Office. You know, maybe a little BT Vision box for sale. Everybody bring what they've got. Yeah. You know. I don't know if you can get As If on DVD.
Get yourself a book and a home hub while you're
there. Anyway, so that's that. That's James, and he's off to New York. And if you're going to New York, go and see him. Have a little search. You can buy tickets. It's easy.
Mm.
Go and support him in New York. Love that. Yeah, baby. Right. Well, let's do the news, and we'll play a song, and then we'll need to talk about the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
Need to sort out your entrance music, unless you've done that already. I don't know if you've done
it. Well, we've got some. We've got a contender. I'm interested to know what you think.
All right, well, we can discuss that. I still think it's going to be tough to beat Corden.
Well, it is.
Because I think the crowd will be ready for the chant this year, but we'll see.
I'm not so sure.
We'll see. You say that. And then with other stuff as well. So we'll do all that. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Corden. So I'm going to read out a few messages. Hey, James, coming up to the mic, let me read some of these.
Okay.
Now, once again, I'm going to take a risk. This will either meet... You'll either go, oh, wow, or you'll go, don't know what you're on about.
Okay.
Chris, it's good to hear that James has gone on to great things since we shared a classroom in Teachers, whilst I have pretty much done the opposite. Please pass on my best wishes to him and his family, Dave W.
Well, I mean, Ben might know better than I, because he worked
Dave
on Teachers.
W.
The proof is needed.
Williams? No. No, okay.
Does he remember one? I don't.
No.
Dave W.
Ben doesn't remember. No, he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember the football score from the weekend. Nothing. James, we're in New York at the beginning of June. We'd love to come and see you,
we'll be
says
there.
Maisie in Burnley.
We'll be there at the Music Box.
At the Music Box?
Yeah.
All right, okay, good. We've had a few of these. Let me have a look. My husband is taking me to New York to see the show with James in August for my 30th birthday.
Amazing.
Kelly in Essex says that.
What a great trip.
I saw One Man, Two Governors in Plymouth. J.K. Corden was amazing. Brilliant play.
Oh, thanks very much. Plymouth was great. Now, Plymouth's the best place we've ever done this play.
Really?
It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. It was. We've never heard laughter like it.
Oh,
it was great.
Nice. Well, they're probably just happy for you to be there.
No, they get a lot of great shows in Plymouth. You know, a lot of shows will open in Plymouth as a tryout before moving into the West End. Oh. So they're actually a very cultured theatre crowd.
That's all me. I'm going to New York City in June. We'll definitely try to make it to One Man, Two Governors. Looking forward to it, says Jilly Jelly.
Thanks, Jilly Jelly. I'll see you there.
What a great name.
Please ask... See, now I don't want to do it. Now I don't know if I should do this, but I'm going to risk it. Please ask James Corden if he remembers Mr. Wardman.
Mr. Wardman?
He's my auntie's brother, and he said he taught James at school.
Well, he's not at secondary school. He didn't.
Right. Ben, does that mean anything?
I think he's the oracle
on your life.
No, this is pre-Ben.
Was there a pre-Ben?
This is BB.
Can you ask the big dog if you found the Brits tickets that he left at the back of the cab?
Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah, tell us
here's
the story of this.
So, so this year, instead of last year at the Brits, I had a table.
Right.
And this year, they said, rather than a table, would you like to have a box? Because there's more seats.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
More people there. And I thought, yeah, that'd be great because more people and it'd be terrific.
Lovely.
So, I go to pick up the tickets, and the woman says to me, are you sure you want to take these, or shall I just send them to your house?
Oh,
I said, no, I'll be fine. Bearing in mind, for the last 4 days before that, I've been working like 10 a.m. till 10:30 every day, right? So I take the tickets, I hail a cab, I get in the back, call the missus, who's been in the car, pull up to the theatre, I get out of the car, give them the money, go in. And about an hour later, I went, where are those? Oh, no. Like that, right? So I don't know. So then I'm terrified.
Yeah.
So I call the producer and say, look, I'm so sorry. You're not going to believe this. the value of them is huge. And
yeah, like, sure.
A bit. And it's all 18 tickets. And
that's
like,
going to be the best box in the house.
I'm like, oh, no. And I tell her, and she's...
18 tickets.
Yeah, in an envelope, marks, in an envelope, which on the outside says, Brits tickets, in big letters, right? So I go, oh, no. So anyway, I tell the producer, they say, look, we'll sort it out, it'll be okay. And I spoke to the lovely lady, Maggie, who I should mention at the BPI, who is the loveliest lady in the world.
Right.
And has really sorted this out, and she's great. And then somehow, and I don't quite know how, but you know how these things work, it ended up in a newspaper the other day because someone's told someone and someone tells someone and someone rings the newspaper. And so, but then yesterday at the stage door...
No.
This package arrives with a letter. I hadn't left them in a cab. I'd left them in a pret-a-manger on the Strand. I didn't even remember that I'd gone in. Yeah, I didn't even remember. And they said, oh, someone saw this in a paper, and then we suddenly realised, oh, they must have been yours. We were keeping them in case someone came back for them.
Yeah.
Here you go. But a whole new load had already been reissued.
That is incredible,
isn't it? So 18 tickets were handed in and then kept at said sandwich store.
I left them on the counter.
And then delivered straight back to you without a single one going missing.
Yeah. So it really is lovely. Yeah. I mean, and the good thing is it means that no one's going to turn up at the O2 going, no, these are my tickets.
Do you know what? If I'd have known that before, I would have moved to hell and high water to make sure that when James's family and friends walked into that box to a load of, like, big hairy-ass builders eating burgers going, oh, sorry, mate, you're in our box.
Just some regulars from the Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
And then the last text that's come in, and then we'll play a couple of songs, from Katie, who says, James, not so much now, but she sent this during the news, James sounds tired or maybe sad. Generally not his cheery self. Is he okay?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'll tell you the truth. I always get slightly embarrassed if we're talking, like, because you were being very lovely.
Right.
And I always feel a little, that's why, I couldn't feel more chipper, actually. It's such an exciting day, Brits Day. For me, it's great. So I really do feel, I feel nervous, but I feel very chipper. But when people are being lovely about the play, I always feel, you know, slightly humbled.
And
by
you're
that.
Tired. I know you. I can tell. Well, I spoke to James on Thursday on the phone.
Oh, well, then I was really tired.
It was this.
That was really
It was
tired.
Literally this. It was like,
hey, big dog. How are you?
And I'm like, hey, how are you? You're right.
Yeah. Seven, just getting up.
I was in. I had just had a snooze. That's why.
I'm not surprised. I mean, you're so tired. You've been living some crazy hours for a long, long period.
It's been full on. But today,
and
I
you're
have to
an
say,
actor.
Like, I do feel good. I feel very, very great today. And so I'm sorry if I sound tired. I really don't.
No, you
feel
don't
it.
Now. But
I just, you know.
But you're an actor, right? And and up until this, predominantly a screen actor. And so you shouldn't be working anywhere near the amount of hours, really.
It's not that. It's just the play is very. It's just physically quite demanding. That's all. That's all it is.
But also,
it's nothing to moan about.
I'm having a great. Everything's great. I'm just
and his voice, literally, it sounded like he'd been on it the night before.
Yeah.
And of course, it's because it's
on two show days. The day after a two show day.
But then when you do have some rare free time as well, of course, you then want to spend that with your wife and son,
and that's exhausting.
And also,
that's really tiring.
Kids can be exhausting.
Yeah.
So it's full on, isn't it?
When was the last time you went to the pub and just sat there? And I mean, from like
I don't really go,
7
oh,
to
never.
11.
Oh, not in the last 2 years. Definitely.
Wow.
No, they're honestly not. But then I'm not a bit, I never really go to the pub anyway, really. Not a big pub guy. But I'd go with you, you know.
Well, let's go tonight.
I know that you are. We'll go tonight.
If you really mean it, let's do it tonight.
He's kind of busy.
Yeah.
So you're back in the play tomorrow.
We've got two shows tomorrow.
No, you got a matinee as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so do the Brits tonight and then a show at 2:30 tomorrow.
That's heavy.
I know, I didn't think that through, really.
No.
You really didn't.
You should have had the matinee off and then come back for the evening.
I know, but I felt bad because this is the last week. You really want to be there every show, really.
Is there a matinee on a Monday?
No.
Matinee on a Tuesday?
No.
Is there a matinee on a Thursday?
No.
Is there a matinee on a Wednesday?
Yes.
So the day after the Brits.
The day after the Brits,
brilliant.
Yeah. But that's all right. It'll mean that I won't sort of go mad.
You're understudy, do it.
No, I want to do it.
Okay.
It's our last midweek matinee before we finish here.
Yeah,
so
it's all wrapping up.
You want to do it.
All right, well, look, let's play some songs and then we'll come back with
what
Mr.
songs
James
are we playing?
Gordon. We're going to play. Well, I'll give you a choice. We've got. Adele. But that's not live, is it?
It's not live, but because she's playing tonight.
Which song?
Rumour has it.
Oh, okay.
Rumour has it.
Rumour.
You know, it's the one about. It's the one about Bruce Willis and his kid having an argument.
Rumour and Scout, isn't it?
Rumour. It's.
Rumour.
He's going to. Oh, he stopped. Dappy, Flux Pavilion, The Wanted.
I've got to take Adele on this thing.
All right, and then we'll just play Adele afterwards. And then, you'll be happy.
And then we need to work out the intro music.
Yeah, we'll do that afterwards. Defo. Right, 8:44. More from James in a bit. This is Adele. She ain't real. James loving this. Dappy and Brian May and Rockstar.
Love that on your desert island, wouldn't you?
BBC Radio 1 with the one and only James Corden. Woo! Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Brits 2012. Please welcome your host, James the Big Dog Corden.
Thank you very much.
Right, so
music.
We're going to try this out now.
Okay.
Because last year, his entrance music was Nero.
Mm-hmm.
Corden. Which now anybody who heard that show can't listen to that song without singing that.
It's true.
Do you?
Yes, I have occasional people say it to me.
I'll be honest, every time I hear that track,
still sing
I can't
it.
Help but going, Corden. I'm in the car, wherever I'm at home.
And I love you, and I do love you for that. I really do.
Right, you ready?
Yes.
So this is the
music we've chosen as it stands at present, and I like it.
Now, does it got a voiceover on the top?
Someone says, please welcome your host, James Corden.
Someone, hello. What am I, chop liver?
There's a.
I'm here for you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
To say whatever you goddamn like.
Yeah, well, it's just, yes. But I don't know who's doing it, is what I mean.
Right. Well, okay. Do you want me to do an intro with the
top? But it starts earlier. It goes, please welcome your host, and then the song starts, and then it says James Corden.
I see.
Yeah. So you can get the feel for it. You get the flavour.
Please welcome your host.
James Corden!
Oh, this is good, isn't it?
I
like it.
It's
baby
making music.
It's good, isn't it? And that's about as long as
it
is.
Do you come down on a rope?
No, I just walk up a few steps.
Like a SWAT team.
Oh, this is nice.
It's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Are there fireworks?
The go team. No, no fireworks.
Should be.
No fireworks.
Dancing girls.
No.
Zebras.
No.
Dancing zebras.
Just me in a suit. That's it.
Think Dermot in the final of X Factor.
No, I just kind of go
yeah,
on.
And don't do that.
Yeah,
I always liked it when he did that, but I just walk on.
Now, does it end?
It just fades out quite quickly, is the truth.
That's
long
fine.
Before
does
this
Does it
point.
Have an end?
No, no, no. Not really. It just kind of repeats in a loop on the track.
It's got an end.
Oh,
okay. They can edit it.
Oh, no, I think they just fade it out. I think
well,
they just
lazy.
Pull it down.
They should have a stab.
Yeah, it's lazy.
Welcome to the Brits 2012. Your host, James Corden!
Woo!
Corden!
Big tune. Big town.
Corden! 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 Right, if you're going tonight, and I don't care whether you're part of the Brit school, you've won tickets, you've sneaked in, you're doing
security. You found them in a sandwich
shop. Tiny Temper.
You're the chairman of Universal Records, Tiny Temper. This is what you have to do if you're in the crowd tonight. James Corden! 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 Corden!
Left not quite here. As easy to get into
Corden!
As the Nero right. track, I'll give you that.
Corden! Corden!
I hope they've got your timing.
Corden!
It's a good tune. It was either going to be this or Labyrinth Earthquake, but
I think this is better. I
yeah,
think Labyrinth
I
like is overused.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about the goat scene.
They're good, aren't they?
Mm.
Such fun.
You ready?
Yeah.
Quick question, quick answer.
Okay.
First word. Tonight, the Brits...
Hello.
Oh, I love it!
What a start.
Love it! Yeah!
Second hello, word. Good evening, and welcome to the Brits 2012.
That's all the words in the right order.
That's what I say. And what a show we've got for you tonight.
Yeah.
I think that's it, yeah.
Has it been
well,
revealed?
I know it was because I was reading it at 3 o'clock this morning, shaking my hands.
Has it been
going,
revealed to
you? Why are you doing this again?
No, why? But you looked very relaxed last year.
You know, hopefully, yeah, it'll be all right.
Do you know who's on first? Has that been announced? Who's performing first?
I can tell you, Coldplay are opening the show.
Oh.
That's before I'm on Coldplay.
So they're your warm-up act. That's nice.
I don't know about that, but they're very, very good. It's very, very good. What they've done, it's good.
And then you come out.
Yep.
Corden! And then you do a little monologue.
No.
Cool, what a wicked spin. You should see what's happening backstage.
What about them Coldplays? No, I don't. I do about 40 seconds. I don't think I've got a link that's longer than 40 seconds because we're just trying to keep it so short and tight. That was that, this is this.
I was writing it.
Here was
a
thing, there was that.
4 minutes, that was the opening link would have been. 4 minutes.
No, we're just trying to keep it as quick. Also, there's more music in tonight's Brits than there's ever been in a Brits show before.
Oh, no, see, that's...
Good, right?
I could never host it if that was the case.
Blur are doing 11 minutes at the end of the show.
There won't be enough of you.
Unbelievable, right?
Mm.
I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, playing us out, the one and only Blur, but just before they come on. Mm. Now, I just want to say, right?
There's some great acts tonight.
Yeah.
Noel Gallagher, Florence and the Machine.
Beautiful.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Olly Murs.
Rizzle
Florence.
Kids.
Yeah, it's
Rihanna.
Adele, Rihanna.
Yeah. Everybody,
is
basically.
Is Adele performing?
Yeah.
Oh, boring. She did it last year.
Yeah. I imagine...
Who remembers that from last year? Who remembers that performance?
Wasn't it incredible?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, I think she's going to be really great tonight.
And the lovely thing about it as well, being a little bit soppy, was Adele was on last year, did the big song, which was about that personal heartbreak that she had. And now she's had... arguably the best 12 months of anybody's life.
Mm.
And she's all loved up and she's all happy.
She looks fantastic. Yeah. She looked superb, didn't she, at the Grammys?
Yeah,
she'll be there in her Karl Lagerfeld shoes, giving it all. Good for her.
She's amazing. She's a phenomenon.
And do you get to see these people? Do you get to chat? Because when you host a show, often you don't get to see the people on the show because when you're on, they're in the wings. They come on, you go off.
Well, I do a lot of hosting from the floor of the show in amongst the tables. So, I will get to see... I will probably get to see 70% of the performances of
people.
Right, okay.
Because also, you want to reference them afterwards.
Yeah.
So you want to be, part of the show. So,
Will you be trying to get? Will you be doing another link next to my friend Jody's table? Like
I'll try
last
to.
Year?
I will try to. Brilliant. I know that's what the public want.
They do. I know people sitting at home going, "There's Jody."
Yeah, I will try to. Yeah.
They want that and Shabatronic is what what they need.
Well, I'll try and throw a Shabatronic in. Shall I?
Yeah.
Shall I?
If you can.
Shall I really?
If you can. I mean, you got to. I'm not teaching you to suck eggs. If Adele does a really tear-joking, beautiful performance, maybe not come off the back and go, Shabatronic.
Shabatronic.
Maybe at the end of Ollie and Rizzle kicks, that would be Shabatronic.
I don't know if it goes to a break at Ollie, but if it doesn't, I'll look at the script. If it doesn't, off the back of Ollie Murs, only for you and the listeners of Radio 1, I will say Shabatronic.
We want it to be an industry buzzword.
Yeah. Well, it will be after tonight.
I love that. Shabatronic.
I'll go, wow, three words. Shabatronic. I can sum that performance up in three words. Shabatronic.
Yeah. Beautiful. Hang on a sec. Okay.
Shabatronic.
There you go.
Shabatronic.
That's Rob DJ doing Shabatronic.
Yeah, it's going to take off tonight, I think, Shabatronic. It's going to be the buzzword for the Brits.
Your missus going tonight?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The little fella going?
No. He was there yesterday. We went down yesterday.
Oh, really?
The family down yesterday. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So we hung out. It was nice. I had to do some rehearsals and yeah, it was great.
You must show Chris that picture that you showed me on your phone, which I guess was taken yesterday.
Yeah. Hang on. Okay.
And this is extremely visual, but this is just a beautiful moment.
Hang on, let me forget it on my phone.
This is little
dog.
Oh, no way. No way, James. No way.
Isn't it fantastic?
No way. Listen.
We can say what that is. Can
you've
we
all? Had, yeah, you've yeah, had yeah, you can, a yeah. very, very cool life. You've had some highs and lows, but luckily and great and well done for you, there are lots of highs in a row. You've met some cool people. And done some cool things. But that, a picture of your son held by Noel Gallagher.
And it's beautifully in black and white, and it's really good of both of them.
That is very good.
That, I was just saying, that should be a print on the wall, shouldn't it? That's
You've got some of this. Don't you have...
There's a picture of me, Jane and Nicole with Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Which was taken when she was 2 weeks old when we were down in Brighton. Cool. Which was very special.
I've got my mum with Feeder.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly the same.
I've got my mum with the lead singer of Sleeper.
Yeah. Right. Oh, see, I'd love that.
Yeah, Louise Wenner. Everybody liked her.
Louise Wenner. Big fan of her.
Yeah, she was an awakening for most.
What? Huge Sleeper fan.
An awakening.
And don't forget, you can watch all the Live Lounge videos from all our British Breakthrough nominees online. That is a category that we're asking you to vote for last week. Anna Calvi, Ed Sheeran, Emily Sandé, Jessie J, The Vaccines, as supported by, I believe they say, Radio 1.
Yeah.
And the Radio 1 listeners got to vote for their favourite.
Yeah.
It's tradition, just in case any of the nominees are listening, it is tradition to not thank Radio 1 or its listeners.
Yep.
When you pick that award up, a few people have broken that tradition in the past, but we'll see what happens tonight. And that will be presented, because that is voted for by the listeners of Radio 1.
Yeah.
Therefore, it will be presented, that award will be presented by some actor, British actor that you've never heard of, who's in a Hollywood movie, which is yet
I'm
to
not
come
sure
out.
Who's hosting tonight, but I'm pretty sure you'll know all of the presenters. There's some big presenters.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Alan Carr presenting an award?
No.
Oh, no, I love drunk Alan Carr at the Brits.
Yeah, no, there's no one who presented one last year presenting an award this year.
Because I think he did 2 years on the bounce, Alan.
I think he did 4 years on the bounce.
Really?
No, yeah, because it was nothing against Alan Carr, I don't think, from the producers, who doesn't love Alan Carr? Like, genuinely, he's amazing, but I think ITV wanted a touch more of a music lineup, possibly.
Do you know any of the winners tonight?
I know a couple, not all of them.
Let me. Yeah. I want to have a look at you. I want you to look into my eyes.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Right.
Stick your money on Bross.
Oh, Bross.
Hang on, if you can do it properly, do it again. Loads of echo on those Bross tracks. Well, listen, it's all good. I love you coming in the morning.
Oh, I love that. It's brilliant. It's me and Ben, my man Ben out there. This is our big tradition. We always just go, it's Brits Day. We've got to go to Radio 1 and then we'll go to the O2 and then get gradually more nervous throughout the day.
But no, thank you, because it's not like, you know, you've got much time off. It's so an appreciate absolute you coming pleasure, in.
Always. You know it is.
Should we do the intro again?
Go on then.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello. I'm on the... Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Brits 2012 with your host, James Corden.
If anyone's going tonight, or a banner with that on, would
a
be...
A banner with Shabatron would be huge.
Yeah. Because if anything else, would be a huge reminder. Gone.
Yep, that'd be a reminder.
And if you make
a... huge Hefner.
If you make a bring a banner saying...
Huge Bonneville.
Just after Ollie and Rizzle kicks, unless there's an ad break.
And huge Shanty.
If it's too big for one side, you and your mate could one hold Shabba, the other with Tronic.
Yeah.
The huge yo boss.
Yeah. Shabba, Tronic.
Big towns.
Yeah. That was Adele there.
Shabatronic.
If you want, I can just give you Rob DJ saying it, and the sound guy could just put it in.
Oh, I could just put it in my phone and just lift my phone up to the mic.
Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that actually completely...
Shabatronic.
Yeah.
Shabatronic. It's going in, I promise you.
Well, listen, have a great show tonight.
Cheers, man. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll be watching. We'll all be sitting on our sofas watching you.
Even 8 o'clock, ITV1.
I'm there, ITV1 HD.
You
I'm
got go, it.
I'm going for the HD.
Why not?
I might even leave it 10 minutes and then I can go through the ads.
Oh,
you want to watch it live? No, you got to tell you what you got to do. We do need to do it live so we can tweet.
Ah, this is very true, yeah. Yeah. I can't be behind.
No.
But also, because if you're on Twitter, you go, oh, I know he's won this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good performances. I think it's going to be a great show. I'm nervous, but I'm looking forward to it.
I think the Brits have not so much turned it round, but it's just got better and better every year. And I would argue the Brits is bigger than the Grammys as far as when it comes to a show, an event. Yeah. I think the music performances of the last 5-6 years have just got better on the staging and everything. And I think the Brits is proper, genuinely now, I think it's something to be proud of. I think our Brits... is a huge event.
It's a big arena. It's a big show. You know, some big... Rihanna's performance is really great. Really good.
Is she wearing any clothes this year?
Oh, I've not seen the outfit. Oh. She was just in tracksuit bottoms the other day, so I don't imagine she'll be wearing that tonight.
You never know.
Shabatronic.
Hair and curlers. Maybe she walks past you when she walks off in her sweatpants and her hair and curlers and she goes... Shabatronic.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
You never know. All right, lovely to see you.
Best Always. Of luck,
Have a good one tonight.
Cheers, guys.
James Corden, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, ITV1, 8 o'clock, for the Brits 2012. And enjoy the rest of the play.
We will.
Have a great night, final night, Saturday.
We will.
And have a drink.
No, I shan't do that. Again.
Really?
No.
Oh, look at you. And no more Pret-a-Manger visits, all right?